This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We have much to talk about again, America. Same old, right? Well, that same old is going to all stop when the American people put a stop to it, because you see federal governments and local governments are not doing so for the most part. Did you just recently see this? As a matter of fact, it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Pamela Geller just wrote an article. Hollywood movie, The Hunt, depicts liberals hunting Trump supporters for sport. Just think about that. Hollywood creates a movie to hunt Trump supporters. Does anybody believe that they can lawfully get away with that without consequence, without being held liable for what they're advocating for, friends? But again, this all aligns up with what I've been sharing with you for years, because this is how you do it. And again, I want to reiterate the point. Less than 1.7% of the population is using the media to browbeat into submission 325.7 million cowards in this country. There's no better way to say it. Capitulators. They turn in the day of battle. Psalm 78. That's where we're at today. Did I not share with you, America, that this is not aimed at Donald Trump? I said it was aimed at Donald Trump supporters. Now they've made a movie aiming for Donald Trump supporters. Oh, poor Donald. Wait a second. Poor Donald, nothing. He's a part of the game, friends. He's a globalist pushing for what today? More gun control. He is calling for disarmament. Americans are beginning to wake up, what I have been saying for 2 years now. Finally. Donald Trump is zeroing in on his supporters' Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms. So while Hollywood's making a movie to hunt Donald Trump supporters, Donald Trump is attempting to strip his supporters. This is what I've been trying to tell you, America. This is what I've been trying to tell you for a long time, and now here we are. You go ahead with your willful ignorance, some of you, but I want to tell you where it's going to bring you, to disarmament, to make you an open prey for those that mean to control, have absolute control over you and your posterity's lives, to further enslave them. You better bet your bottom dollar it's exactly what it's about. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. How many times have I brought up Mao Zedong? How many times over the last, how many years I've been over on Genesis Communication Networks and those that rolled over from Salem Communication, how many times have I warned you about how dictators play it out? How the agenda is going forward today. Let's just go to Mao Zedong, for example. Mussolini did the same thing. The Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, did the same thing. Adolf Hitler did the same thing. And we're seeing the same thing roll out today here in America. Why? Because they are all emulating their father, the devil. Okay? There's nothing new under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes 1, verse 9 when you get a moment. Nothing new under the sun. Okay? With this said, how many times have I told you what Mao Zedong did? Mao Zedong went to the China of Republic. He wanted to overthrow that government. So he went to the young people, just like Adolf Hitler did, just like Mussolini did, just like Joseph Stalin did, and just like they are doing today in America, friends. Mao Zedong went to the younger generation and taught them that they were a democracy. Do you understand? Every president since Ronald Reagan has inundated you, America, with the fact that you're a democracy. You're not a democracy. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the what? Republic. Article 4, Section 4, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, that means undividable, friends, not divide and conquer, Mark 325, the way that you're seeing it being played out today, by your representatives and by the CIA-controlled media. Under God, not under a dictatorship, with liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, and justice for all. What does justice do, friends? It guards our liberty. You have been inundated, friends, for decades in this country that we're a democracy. If you thought we were a democracy, this is how you would say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of whatever the people want. Hello. And to the democracy for which it falls, hello, one nation under a global dictatorship, hello, with bondage and injustice for whosoever believed that we were a democracy. Listen to your forefathers who established our constitutional republic, which is still alive and well 245 years later. Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment. A democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. Now make distinction. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license. Everybody now wants to do whatever they want to do and remain a free people. No such thing. Fisher Ames said, which the ambitious call an ignorant to be liberty. Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, he said, the fourth president, he said of a democracy, democracy is the most vile form of government. Yet you continuously hear, said, from the said communists who are guising in under false pretenses, friends, that they are somehow there to represent you and uphold the law, that are continuously inundating you that we are a democracy. And about our democracy, they're fools. Fools, friends, they're fools. Read Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. James Madison goes on. He said, democracies have ever been a spectacle of turbulence and contention. Hello. Have ever been found incompatible with personal security. Hello. Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, personal rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been in their violent deaths. Friends, we're coming to a violent death if we don't take our government back. Remember what John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said. Democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. This is what dictators do. They teach the up-and-comings that they are a democratic nation to overthrow a country that's ruled by law, which America, we are. As a constitutional republic, we're ruled by law according to the reference made in God's moral law, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Mosaic institution called common law. Read the Mayflower Compact, the Declaration of Independence, and apply it, friends. Read the end of the Constitution in the year of our Lord. Hello, he's everywhere. His fingerprints are everywhere. We need to get back to our Father in Jesus' name. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the forefathers facing off with modern politicians. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Fran Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Robe Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobenmeyer of Cast the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Facebook Bradley Dean double E, Twitter account Bradley Dean 1, YouTube Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty. Folks, remember double E. We just put up another brand new video. We have many subscribers that are getting fed every week, a week and a half, friends. We put a brand new video up. Do check out the content. They're short. They're educational pieces, lawfully addressing what's going on in your country today. I was just talking about during the break, how you educate the young people to a form of government that's foreign to the government that's established in an attempt to overthrow them. And we started the first segment off talking about Hollywood movie The Hunt depicts liberals hunting Trump supporters. Not Donald Trump, just like I said, it wouldn't be Donald Trump. His supporters. Because Donald Trump is attempting to disarm you. He's attacking his supporters as well. See, this is the problem with the supporters. They're so blinded by what? I have no idea. They're so enamored by what? I have no idea. He's nothing more or nothing less than a gossip. He's a gossip. That's all he is. Dividing the people continuously. Okay? And people taking him for his word rather than for what the law says. So what I did is I went over to show you what a democracy is and what our forefathers said of a democracy. And then I started to begin to show you, friends, what a constitutional republic looks like. We're ruled by God and his moral law. We're not ruled by the opinions of men. I did a radio show here in the state of Minnesota. Chad Hartman, Channel 4 News, WCCO. It's one of the biggest outlets in the state. I believe it reaches the five-state area. He wanted to pull me in on his radio show, and he wanted to spank me in front of all of his listeners. So I welcomed him to do so, friends. And in doing so, we were talking about how I gave a prayer at the state capitol. And I prayed in Jesus' name, and I made reference to Moses and the Ten Commandments and him waiting the moral law in the back, Moses, that being above the Supreme Court chambers and their heads in the capitol in the state of Minnesota. And I told him about how John Locke, on the way out of the Supreme Court chambers, it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And he said on radio, friends, he said this. He said, you know, I just got to tell you, I'll pray for your narrow-mindedness. Funny he would say that, because when you go to Matthew 7:13, it talks about straight and narrow and difficult is the way. I took that as a compliment. And he asked me my opinion on certain issues, and I said to him, I said, Chad, I just want you to understand something here. Your opinion doesn't matter any more than my opinion does. I mean, let me say this to you, the listener. What would you think if it was my opinion that it was okay to rape? What do you think if it was my opinion, listener, to say that I want to go ahead and kill at will? It's okay with me. But what does the law say? The law is what dictates what we do, okay? Either by force or by grace, one of the two. That's just how it's going to go. And if you fail to maintain order in your life and govern yourself under God in this country, you will be incarcerated. The natural man teaches you what I'm telling you in the spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Okay? So I told him, I said, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion matters. We're ruled by law. And if we weren't ruled by law, murder would be just rampant like it is today. Because the law is not referenced in condemning the crime any longer, friends. And it's interesting to note how the American people have been taught to show more compassion for the murderer than for the victims. That's how backwards the American people are today. Because they've been taught by those that know better than me and you. No, you've been taught by the reprobates. You've been taught by the communists. You've been taught by those that mean to pervert everything you are as a nation. And you've allowed them to do it. Now, when you get back to the Word of God, the Bible, which is the rock upon which our republic rested, Andrew Jackson, and the Constitution, friends, then you're going to begin to understand who's lying to you, and we'll show you who's committing the crimes against you. And I'll tell you what, friends, that is pretty rampant. And it's coming from those that are supposed to actually restrain men from sin, those that are to condemn crime and to justify the righteous and to maintain order, friends, and the CIA-controlled media. As I've said a million times. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. Going back to Chad Hartman, I said to him, my opinion doesn't matter any more than yours does, Chad. I said, the problem that we're having in this country is we used to live by principles. And we were taught by principals in public schools. And I said, that's been poisoned now. And they've got all these educational indoctrination systems going on in the public schools. And their parents, namely Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, they call themselves, though they be not, 86% of them are the ones dropping their kids off to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. Right? A whole lot of hypocrisy. A whole lot of pretenders at work today. Isn't there? Yep, there is. I said, that's the problem we're having in this country. You're confused. You're double-minded. Because you are not ruled as a republic. Now let me go over to the next point. Because as a democracy, it's what the people want. Okay? That country's being set up for the fall. That's what your government has been inundating you and your kids with for decades in this country. Again, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. As a republic, we're ruled by principle. We're ruled by God's moral law. Is it against the law to lie? Yep. Is it against the law to steal? Yep. Is it against the law to murder? Yep. Is it against the law to dishonor your parents in this country? Yep. And the list goes on, friends. Who told you that? God's moral law did. Period. We're based on the Mosaic institution, okay? When you leave that rock of ages, which is Jesus Christ and the Word of God, which endureth forever, and it's forever, forever settled in heaven, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. When we stick to the Word, friends, yes, the storms may come, but He promises that we will not be moved. But when you take on what's going on in this country, I'll tell you what, when the storms come, guess what? You are being wiped out literally. And it's all by design. And what's interesting is those that are doing it don't realize that they're being set up for the fall as well. Because they haven't taken a look at history. They're just trying to make it easy and wide. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. They just haven't figured that out yet because they think within themselves that God has forgotten. I'm here to tell you that He has not forgotten. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without His notice. Hang on, friends. The very hairs of your very head are numbered. Hang on, friends. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Amen, friends. Hang on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Your hope is in Christ, not in man. Your hope is in the Spirit, in Jesus Christ. He gave you the faith. Hold on to Him. Don't let Him go. Tie a knot and hang on. Tie a knot and hang on, friends. Don't get taken with what's going on here. Going back to this, friends, Thomas Jefferson said, the third president of the United States, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. Now, what I want to move towards, which is line upon line, precept upon precept, there's a lot of people talking about how Donald Trump is now talking about executive order to further gun control, to strip away your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. I got a question for you, Mr. Donald Trump. I got a question for you that are trying to revise who we are as a nation. I got a question for you, all of you Donald Trump supporters, you idolaters. I got a question for you. Where is Donald Trump and Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and Susan Collins and the other gun grabbers? Where are they deriving that authority from? 1-866-582-9933. Where are they deriving that authority from? I'm asking the question. We're ruled by law. We're not ruled by party system or party affiliation. We're not ruled by Donald Trump. We're not ruled by the federal government or state government. We're ruled. The law of the land under God is the U.S. Constitution. And when you read Article 6, Section 2, what does it tell us, friends? That it is final. What it says, Article 6, Section 2. I think I said that backwards. I may have not. Do forgive me if I did. Going to Article 2, or Article 6, Section 2. It tells us it's the supremacy clause of the Constitution of the United States. It establishes that the Constitution and federal laws made pursuant to the laws found in the Constitution and treaties made under its authority constitute the supreme law of the land. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Hussein Obama, not George Bush, not Billy Bob or Hilly Bob Clinton, nope, or any other president or any other representative. It means when you see them do the things that they're doing today, it means that they're usurping. Friends, it's called usurpation. Friends, it's called them acting outside of the scope of authority within the law in which they have been entrusted by we the people to represent we the people, because they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Not they, special interest groups. Not they, the United Nations and them dictator wannabes over there, friends. We're either going to get this right or we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools in history, friends. What is the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution, when we look to the Bill of Rights? Do any representatives in the United States of America have given authority or delegation from we the people to usurp our Second Amendment? Absolutely not. Then where are they getting it from? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last, limit 10.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last, limit 10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tells reporters not to expect a new trade deal with China anytime soon.
We're talking to China. We're not ready to make a deal. but we'll see what happens. But, you know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing.
The president speaking as he left the White House on Friday. The Trump administration has labeled China as a currency manipulator and threatened to impose new tariffs on some $300 billion worth of Chinese imports starting September 1st. Twitter is unlocking the campaign account for Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell. Twitter blocked the account after a video was posted that included threats against McConnell at his home in Kentucky. Some conservatives have said they will stop advertising on Twitter due to the bias against conservatives. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have yours truly, Bradley Dean. I want to give a shout-out to Michael Roach, my friend over at Before It's News. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for my Top Chat friends. And thank you to 114 radio affiliates across the United States of America. We just picked up another one in Idaho this morning. I'll give you more details on the two-hour show tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. So we appreciate your trust. Thank you for making us the number one and two show. Out of 82 different radio broadcast friends on GCN, I'm humbled. And I know why people are listening. I've shared this with my listeners over and over and over again. People are sick and tired of the conservative talking heads and the typical hirelings that are preaching from the pulpits calling themselves Christians, friends. They're tired of the rhetorical talk. They're tired of being entrapped and enslaved by the establishment. And that's why they're listening, friends. We're giving you answers from the Bible and the Constitution. We're not giving you our opinion. We're showing you the crooked stick by laying the straight one right next to it. Now, I want to get back to this because I still have a lot to vent before the end of the show. Do you remember, friends? And again, this isn't going back and trying to get accolade. I'm just saying this is how the Holy Ghost works, and I thank God for prophetic giftings because he's always ahead of the game. And here we go again. Do you remember how not too long ago, just in March, I broadcasted, friends, how they were coming after your guns? Do you remember who they were? Lindsey Graham, Donald Trump. And again, I was condemned by those people saying Donald's not doing that, Donald's not doing that, Donald's not doing that. Oh, Lindsey Graham, he wouldn't do anything like that. Friends, are you really that ignorant of how this game has been played? Hey, your dad and your mom were caught up into the same game that you're caught up into today. Okay, let's break the cycle and get back to the law. That's what we need to do. Let's break the cycle and let's get back to the law. Okay. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment. Now, I'm trying to pull up this. I'm doing a live feed. live radio across the country right now, as well as broadcasting into 58 countries. But I want to give you this headline that I gave you in March, because it's exactly what's coming up right now. On June 5th, 2019, I highlighted the fact that Donald was setting up the American people to further strip them of their God-given rights. I was crazy for that, too, and I showed my readers on sonsoflibertymedia.com a picture's worth a thousand words. This is transitioning into door-to-door gun confiscation. Of course, I was crazy for saying that in June. Friends, I'm so over the fact that listen to what Bradley Dean's saying. And then, friends, a year, 3 years, 5 years later, people come to what I was warning them about. And the only reason that that's happening is because we're faithful to God and He's faithful to us to show us exactly what's coming down the line prophetically. Friends, to the next point, and I'm looking for it right now, and of course, because I'm looking for it live, for some reason or another, there it is, I'm having a hard time pulling it up, here it is. On March 28th, I wrote an article called, "The Good Guys Are Illegally Pushing for Door-to-Door Confiscation Through Red Flag Policies." Not law, learn from history. I also want to let you know that if it were to come to door-to-door gun confiscation, they are no longer law enforcement. They are now agents of the state. I want to make that clear. I got a video here from a former police officer in Illinois that said, listen, they are no longer police officers because they're not up there maintaining the law. They are now tearing down the law. They swore to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down and work for some tyrant because he's paying them to sell their souls. Okay? But this was on March 28, 2019. The good guys are illegally pushing for door-to-door gun confiscation. Okay? Now, Tim Brown just wrote 3 days ago on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump and Graham team up to attack your rights in the Constitution in wake of the shooting. I'm asking every single person in this country, where are they deriving that authority? Did you delegate authority to Donald Trump or any other said representative, friends, in the United States to strip you of your rights, or are they supposed to uphold your rights? I'm just asking. Now are you starting to understand why our forefathers said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Is it any wonder to anybody here why Robert Winthrop said back in the 1800s, the Speaker of the House, that said, either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonets? Why are they so busy trying to strip you of your God-given rights? Well, Bradley, look at these things that keep happening. Wait a second. Who keeps feeding the narrative to teach people to commit the crimes? Hollywood does. With the approval of the Supreme Court that you've allowed to act outside of their scope of authority. They sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. If they don't, you remove them as well. Article 2, Section 4. They're not appointed to life. Who told you that? That's not in the Constitution. And then what happens? Someone goes out and commits a crime. And when the crime's committed, you have the corrupt politicians who are in cahoots with these other criminals trying to strip you of your God-given rights while they are sitting there drawing up bills with armed security detail, protecting themselves from you, the people they're supposed to serve. Think, America. Tim Brown, Trump and Graham team up to attack your rights in the Constitution in the wake of shootings. Tim said, it's interesting that when Trump brought in anti-Second Amendment poser William Barr as Attorney General and pro-gun confiscator Chuck Canterbury to be ATF Director, well, that was the first sign that Donald was coming for your guns. Well, I can hear somebody say, well, they didn't know that this was going to happen. How many of these alleged attacks, friends, have red flags all over them? How many of them have been busted with eyewitness accounts saying that there was more shooters? How many of them, friends? Las Vegas? Huh? How many of them? El Paso? How many of them, friends? Columbine, over 101 eyewitnesses. I just read those off the other day with the file numbers and their actual quotes. 101 students said there was up to 10 shooters in that school. Police officers said that there was 5 to 6, even reported by CBS, by the way, said there was 5 to 6 shooters in Columbine. How many did you hear about? 2. Okay. Remember Waco? Remember what you were told about that? Remember Ruby Ridge? Remember what you were told about Oklahoma City bombing? And none of the eyewitnesses were on record. None of them. Why? Because it didn't fit the narrative. Okay? Remember what George Bush said. He's in hell now where he belongs. Yes, you heard me right. He's in hell now where he belongs. Interestingly enough, isn't he the guy that said, we will have a new world order, right? And he said over and over and over again, over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit, do you remember him talking, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Well, then the question is, America, who's creating the chaos? Because out of chaos, they are creating a new order. When you look at dictators, what do? They create the chaos. When they create the chaos, not in every given scenario, they create the chaos and then they come in with a new world order. Right? That was the Third Reich. It's what's being played out today in America. And by the way, this applies to everybody. Can I just stop for a minute there? I don't know why this is on my heart. It's been on my heart for 2 days. I want you to understand something here, friends. When I was a little kid, my dad was MIA. He was gone. I didn't know who he was. My mom was always gone. She was a workaholic. And me and my brother literally had to raise ourselves. We had to go to school by ourselves as little tiny kids. We had to come home as little tiny kids all by ourselves. Oftentimes, there was hardly anything to eat. Our parents were literally on the television show of whatever may have been playing during that time, or whatever we could derive that we could perceive as to be some sort of parental guide. It was on TV, okay? I want to tell you this, too. I grew up where, in North Minneapolis, I moved 37 times in my life. You need to know this. Before I actually moved to the place where I'm at right now. 37 times. We were constantly going from new school to new school to new school. Okay, I was always the new kid on the block. But what I want you to understand is this. I remember, friends, this is Bradley. I'm just getting personal with you. I remember when me and my brother were I was about 3 years old and he was five. And we lived in North Minneapolis, the hood, okay? And I remember my mom, her boyfriend would break into the house and we would hear mayhem downstairs. We would hear my mom getting the tar beat out of her, literally. Now, this is what's important for you to hear. I can remember it like it's 2 minutes ago. My mom used to come up to me and my brother, and she would be bloody and she would be bruised, literally. Her boyfriend would break into the house. He'd break the windows to get the doors open. We'd be upstairs scared to death. She'd come up to us, and she would start to cry to me and my brother. I was three. He was five. Again, bruised and bloody. And you know what my mom used to do? She used to come upstairs, and she would ask me and my brother what we were supposed to do. She would say to us, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I remember when I lived in Northeast Minneapolis, I remember my mom particularly, and by the way, I love my mom. She just made a lot of bad choices. She's no longer here. She's been gone since 2011. But we had to learn to protect right away. We had to learn to take on, to give the right answers at a very young age. I remember another time where my mom came in. One of her boyfriends at that time had broken up with her. And I remember she was heartbroken. And as little kids, we could feel it. I was probably five. My brother's probably seven. I can bring you to the exact room in Northeast Minneapolis right now. And I remember she came in and she looked at me and my brother and she said this. She said, what am I supposed to do? Hey, friends, I got to tell you this. By the way, Amos, his name means burden bearer. I had to learn to bear the burdens of my mom at a very young age. Me and my brother had to learn how to protect ourselves at a very young age. I remember one time, 1800, Chicago South, when we lived in South Minneapolis, the hood. I remember one time my mom pulled up. There was no lights on. There was four guys walking by. My mom gets out, walks in. We run to the apartment. I was probably about 5 years old during that time, and my brother's probably about seven. And I remember turning around and seeing my mom get beat up by four guys. Guess what, friends? Guess what me and my brother had to do? We had to learn to defend ourselves and my mom And we had to have the answers for my mom as to what she needed to do. We're going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. If you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right corner. You'll see me live there. I got a lot of friends on Top Chat right now. That is growing. Also, Before It's News as well, Michael Roach. Again, we appreciate you over there. I was just sharing with you, friends, how at a young age, me and my brother had to learn to resolve issues. And I learned long ago, friends, that I don't have the answers. I'll tell you what, when I became a Christian in response to my prayers to the Most High God, I found out where I can find the resolve to every issue in life, and it's found in the Word of God, every single one of them. A departure from the Word of God is what creates the problems, by the way. Okay? I was just sharing with you, friends, how my mom would get beat up. She'd come upstairs and she'd be bruised and bloody, and she'd look at my brother and myself and say, "What am I supposed to do?" Remember another time in Northeast Minneapolis, I can bring you to the exact room right now. I could sit on a bed and I can see it roll out in real time again, friends. That's how real it is. When my mom sat there and said, "What am I supposed to do?" And then another situation over on 1800 South, Chicago Avenue, the hood, the other side of Minneapolis. There's the North Hood and there's the South Hood. Well, we lived in both of them. I remember one time we got out of a car, it was dark out, there was no lights, and we seen four guys walking on the sidewalk real slow. And my mom just got up and walked right through them. and they grabbed her purse, stole her purse, and they beat her with a stick. And I remember me and my brother running upstairs, 1800 Chicago Avenue South. I remember it just like it was yesterday. Now, I say that for the very purpose of this. I still do this today. I get inundated with emails. I get inundated with phone calls. I get inundated with the cares of this world. And I'm talking about God's cares, not the world's cares. And I really want to be a part of the answer to what's going on in this country, not a part of the problem. That's why I always make reference to the one that can give us the answer. His name is Jesus Christ, who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Because we know, friends, there's no name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 4:12, Jesus, he's real. Hey, folks, what he put in me, no devil in hell can take it out of me. And it's funny how when people try to talk religion to me, it's like, dude, do I look like a religious dude to you? He answered me. He showed me who I wasn't to show me who he was. And you know what else he put in my heart, friends? I love people. I can't tell you. I love people. And you know who the problem is? People. People are the problem. You can shake them, you can take a pry bar, you can try to open their eyes and their ears. But like Martin Luther, the great reformer, said back in the 1500s, you can say all that you want to people for naught until the Holy Ghost comes and anoints that they might hear and that they might see, it all goes for naught. I love people. And if I didn't love people that God, by the way, shed that love in my heart by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, I couldn't do what I do every day. If Jesus Christ didn't give me the faith to overcome the world every day, I couldn't overcome, but I do every day. And I can always see over the top of the mountain that we can do this, America. We can do this, America, but we have to reform ourselves unto our God. And I'm talking about meeting him on his terms and asking the Holy Ghost to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves by creating in all of us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit. You know, something that I don't like is I don't like, and by the way, I can detect a con a mile away. Because that's what I've seen in the welfare system. That's what I've seen in the hood in the north. That's what I've seen when I lived in the hood in the south and in northeast Minneapolis and growing up on our own and seeing God's hand on my life since I can remember. In spite of me, he's always been there. And he's always given me discernment to know the cons. And I want to tell you what, that's all we have in D.C. is a bunch of cons that have sold you out, America. And when I look at the church in America, you have a bunch of cons, a bunch of fearful, capitulating cons. A majority of them, easy, hands down. Just ask me. The higher I go up in the hierarchy in the church, I've said in the past, I say again, no wonder why we're in trouble. Because you have a bunch of diplomatic magicians in the church meddling with a bunch of corrupt politicians in D.C., mending ways, compromising your God-given rights out, where they both do what they both know is wrong just to get along and to make things a little bit easier. They live under a false peace, which is no peace at all. And by the way, when you look in the book of Daniel, here, I want to go to this just to make clear. It's important. Or is it? Hang on a second. No, it's not that. He deceived through craft. Friends, he deceived through craft. Hang on. I just want to give you exactly what it says. No, not the lion's den. The Antichrist. Listen to this, because I wanted to give it to you verbatim. And through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. How do they operate? Same way. And he shall magnify himself in his heart. Have you ever seen such a narcissist in all of your life besides Barack Hussein Obama? You know, the last one I've seen was Mussolini. I remember watching a documentary about Mussolini. And I said to my wife, I said, can you imagine submitting yourself to this guy? By the way, Mussolini said, if God was there, then go ahead and strike me dead. Well, if you look at the end of Mussolini, God did catch up with his prayer. Not that it was the Lord's desire, but it was Mussolini's pride that took him. I couldn't believe anybody in a million years would submit to a guy like that until I seen a Barack Hussein Obama. And then when I seen Donald Trump, I just thought to myself, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Take heed that you stand, dog, lest you fall. Because you are dangerous. To give himself accolade concerning the things that he does? Oh my gosh, you are putting yourselves in the hands of the flesh, and the Bible promises a curse, America, and you're getting it today. Listen to how he operates. Daniel 8:25. And through his policy, not law, also he shall craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in heart. Read Isaiah 14. That's exactly what Satan did. And by peace times, he shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes. Oh, this is going to be a glorious day when we see this, saints. He shall stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. It's a dangerous game these men play. In their covenant of hell, friends, Isaiah 28:18 is going to be broken again. Let it not be at the cost of the innocent, America. Let me go back to this. I love folks big time with my actions. I want people to understand that I'm not telling you something that I speculate concerning the Word of God. He is who he says he is. And as long as we meet him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, on his terms, he promises to do for us what he did for the patriarchs. From the beginning to where we're at. He said that he is a generation of the righteous. Let it be us, friends. Let us appeal to heaven again and see what he won't do for us, because he promised that he would. I end with this, friends. Go to Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause. The final authority in this country is the supreme law of the land. It's called the U.S. Constitution. I ask you, in ending, where is Donald Trump or any other said representative deriving their authority in an attempt to disarm you? Your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment. I can keep going on. They don't have it. They're only doing what you let them get away with, friends, and they've gotten away with a lot, and it's time to hold them legally accountable. Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And if we serve the Lord, we're going to love the Lord enough to keep his commandments. I am sick and tired of playing to these men that are destroying willfully and purposely, attempting to establish a global initiative. And we are not under their control. We are under the governor of governors, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Period. I end with this. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States of America, never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Hey, friends, you have God-given rights to bear arms. You're not asking corruption in government for privileges to keep them. Period. Samuel Adams said that. Massachusetts ratifying convention, 1788. We love you by what we do. We will talk at you soon. 2 hours tomorrow. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.